Heyo.
So, are you still giving Adriano problems there? Or are you still kissing up to Maybelline? Clearly, your education needs to be adjusted slightly.
You're really quiet, man. I could really turn you
turn up the volume on his thing, Aaron. You're gonna have to.
I did.
Good.
Let me look at my. Hang on. I should be quiet.
No, your gain is set low. Yes.
You're good on my end.
Yeah. I had to turn you up on mine.
And I'm the one with hearing loss.
I have him at 80.
I have an ability as well.
Now you're gonna regret it because I just put myself at 60. Good job.
That's fine.
I know
why I'm low. Oh, I know why I'm low. When I was doing my therapy session, every time I do my therapy sessions, I keep forgetting that Doxy tends to adjust my mic volume, so I have to go back and change it. Give me 2 seconds.
There's an add-on that might help you.
Why?
There's actually an add-on that locks the mic volume. For NVDA called Audio Manager.
Windows add-on? Well, this is for...
NVDA add-on.
Is that it?
There we go. How's that?
Better.
Good.
Weird.
Weird automatic gain now? Yeah, because as soon as I... Well, yeah, that's
fine.
No, if you think that's bad, you just be glad I didn't turn the boost up any, because if I would have done that, it would have done some bad things.
Don't do that. I can do it with mine.
Although I could show you something that's even worse. Let's show you what you don't. Do.
Whoa.
This.
Ooh, that kind of sounds cool.
That sounds actually really cool.
Yeah, except if you didn't notice, if I clap my hands, it's not audible.
No, it's not.
But you know what? That's really good for not getting background noise, sort of.
Except for now, I can't talk to
that.
Oh. Actually, yes, you can. Give him a perper.
Hey, yeah, guys.
Right. Yeah, right.
Hi, Jess. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Because you're right over here, it's when you're up at the chair that they can't hear you.
Whoa, no. What happened to your voice?
What happened to your voice?
I had been taking a nap.
Yeah, she'd been taking a nap. But
oh.
For me,
oh.
I have been having heart murmur issues, so...
No, I know, but her voice sounded like froggy. I didn't know if she had a cold or not.
No.
Sounds like it.
I've been taking a nap.
My heart rate went down to 68 for a little bit. That's a good sign.
That's a good sign, hon.
Very good sign. I wonder if some of that heart rate murmur has also been dehydration a little bit. But the problem with that is that I've been pounding juice down me, and, well, juice has water in it.
Listen,
Richard, you'd love to pound Maybelline in case Aaron gets in the way, wouldn't you?
No.
What's the matter, Aaron? Couldn't give her the stalwart kiss? Were you not able to give her the Siemens touch?
Brandon!
Oh!
We are crossing now, right?
Brandon, no!
Wait, what, Richard? Richard, what'd you say?
We're crossing that line now, aren't we?
We are. I mean, he's you know what they say about sailors, right? They always go, they never come.
Yeah. He's not in the Navy, though.
Wait, what? What'd you say?
He's not in the Navy, though, so that doesn't count.
Well. Oh, or maybe it does. In his sleep.
I mean, it counts. You guys
really don't want to.
Well, all those dreams about Maybelline and music lover, he can't pick which one he wants.
I don't want Maybelline. Thank you. Not even music lover.
But you want... You, you have... Oh, you want her instead? Okay, gotcha. We'll pass that on. We'll see what Adriano does about that song. Well,
call him up here. Somebody. I don't really care who does.
Somebody
he's
should.
He's busy in a Zoom call. He's busy in a Zoom call, and I dropped out of it. I can't get back in there because they do it on the phone. You can't call.
Hold this on the bot.
Thought you were going to say you couldn't get in there because you got kicked out of there. Ha ha. I wonder what you did.
And you go back to your Zoom and then go to join meeting.
No, but the problem is they call me the phone feature. It's a 646 number whenever time you call it back. I'm with Verizon and Verizon sucks over here.
Is it that Verizon sucks or is it that the user who has the phone sucks and Verizon's just taking
Verizon.
The day.
It's Verizon.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking it's both. Hey, Doug, if you're still here.
I believe so.
I was going to tell him I got a message from Cindy. I guess she got canned off of integrations. Her and Sean Oliver, well, I guess Sean Oliver kind of crossed the line with her, and she, and I guess Shalia was being kind of touchy-judgy with her about it, because she felt uncomfortable with him, and Sean Oliver, what I'm talking about, just for anybody's curious nature, and...
Okay.
What Cindy was commenting on is just how easily irritable Shalia was, and the fact she was chastising her kid while still keyed up on a server, which I agree with that part.
You don't do that.
No.
If your child is, whatever is going on between you and your child, she shows her, honestly, Doug, she shows her child off way too much on a team talk in public, and that's a little bit dangerous, actually.
Is that a minor?
What I mean by shows off her child is she's always, my child does this. I mean, hey, you want to dance? You know, she'll keep herself keyed up while the kid's dancing around.
I wouldn't.
Kid, no, that's breaking laws.
Yeah. Actually, actually, Richard's right about that. Because she's
Michelle
not even
supposed to do that, too.
Huh?
Michelle used to do that, too. Michelle used to do that, too.
Yeah, well,
she doesn't anymore. Cause I don't go
to doctor, used to, but she's going through her own hell right now. I'm not gonna
right.
hate on her.
No. But I'm just saying she used to do the same thing.
She made her own fair share of mistakes, and now she's learning from them. But
yep,
yeah,
we all got to sometimes.
Yep. Yeah. Doug, I sent Chris a message. I haven't heard back from him. It took me a couple of days because my heart rate was up too high, but hopefully he gets it.
Yeah.
So what have you been doing to get into more trouble, sir? Because you always manage to do that.
Oh, so actually, nothing now. Getting ready to go to Amazon pretty soon, actually. Getting ready to go back.
I jokingly say this, did Madeline whoop your ass a few times and whoop you into shape? I mean, somebody's got him. He wouldn't let us handle him. No, I'm kidding.
Done.
Oh. Ew. Yeah, I've been having a lot of heart murmur issues, buddy. That's why I haven't been around much. You probably noted the other day, my talking just isn't all that great these days.
Yeah.
I saw,
Bye.
I saw there was a big hellabaloo going down on. Megan needs to be careful about who she defends and who she protects. I saw Shelby Roberts post on Facebook. Oh, I got heartbroken again, and then she go, "Oh, by the same person." Well, I wonder why you keep dating the same people. Maybe you're going to keep having the same problem, Shelby. I told Megan, I said, you don't need to step in. Shelby just needs to learn to quit dating the same people. It would help her out a lot. It would help her cost tremendously.
And then fucking Gretchen makes more Facebooks.
What?
And then Gretchen makes more Facebooks. More Facebooks again.
Again?
Oh God.
Gretchen.
This is why I stay off of Facebook. Usually.
She hasn't added me any more group chats, thank God, but still.
Yeah, what? So, are you... Hey. Did you ever find out what the cost of the actual postage cost would have been to send the Mac off had you sent it without the pre-matter?
It's going to be about 20, 30 bucks. Close to it.
Couldn't you have me pick it up at the post office and pay the postage down here?
No, I would have to pay. I would have to pay
it's
for
called,
it.
It's called COD. What it is that you go in and you... Because I think you can have it where I pay the postage down here at the bottom side. Yeah. Wait, how much did you say?
About 20 or 30 bucks.
$20 or $30
It cost me.
What if I send you 30? Would that cover it?
Yeah, we'll do it that way.
We'll do that.
Okay, because I want to get that set off as soon as possible. So Pepper over here.
Okay, we can do that.
Device unlocked.
We can do that.
But make sure you get it set off. I don't want to send the queue for nothing.
No, we gotcha.
All right, let me go here.
Three, 0.
Because I'm going tomorrow anyway, because I'm going to send something else off
to someone else. I need to send about 32 to get him 30 because of that hole. Wait, do you do your stuff through Cash App directly?
Yeah, Cash App.
$3 USD.
Okay, then I can just pay you directly, and you can just pay with your Cash App card.
Douglas Oliver.
Is your thing still the same?
Yeah, $DJ Douglas 1983, yes.
Keyboard tip and progress bar. You sent $30 to Douglas Oliver. Done.
Well, let me look at my Cash App.
All right. There you go.
Page 1 of 2 screen off. Double tap and hold the long press.
Maybe you do have to go somewhere, Doug.
Is that an Android?
Hello, although I should tell you, Google will eventually be releasing much higher quality versions of their voices that will make everybody really surprised. Actually, I can show you. Here.
Device unlocked. Cool.
Wow! Honey!
Unselected radio button. SRSG. Attempt cancel.
Here.
Using SRSG. Back button. Whoa, out of list. Nice. Texas speak. Link preferred engine app. Goop install. Goop. Chinese Taiwan.
Here.
French. Brand. Filipino. Estonian. English.
USB
5.
Voice 2. Back button. Recent. One. Close all. Mud apps. Dream blast. Contacts. Dream blast. Dual speak. Lock. Join space. EV. E-speak. Empires. Cross swords. Easy voice. Extensions. Faith. Flight. Free tone. Candle. Cash app. Candy Crush Saga. Camera.
Bubble anyway.
Calculator. Amp blocks.
Are you
Double tap to activate. Screen off.
What's that, Aaron?
Are you planning on doing anything tonight for the Sean thing?
That is true.
That's true.
I can't without encoder. Without encoder information, I can't do anything right now, and I'm waiting for Mr. Hard to Reach to get me.
You can do it on Adriano's domain. Echo, stop.
He doesn't. I don't have an encoder info for that.
I'll give it to you right now.
Well, send it to me on Telegram, child.
Okay.
Child. Good.
I mean, it fits him perfectly. It just nobody ever thought about. I'm going to catch that daggone fly somewhere, and I'm going to whap him.
Is that or just calling Clifford?
Just calling Clifford.
Wait, I've eaten some food, but I was gonna try to eat, but
Revenant, did you are you referring to Clifford the big red dog or Clifford the puppy?
Yes. I was.
Now that my heart rate's actually slowing down to about 62.
I actually listened to the whole episode of Clifford this morning.
I actually want to try to eat some regular food.
Good.
Which do you recommend? Should I have mini waffles? Should I have... Would those be safer?
Those are two rabbits.
Would I be better off?
I'm sorry.
This is up, so.
Can you make me some loaf, please?
Yeah, I got you. Do you want,
No, you can ask her. I've been a hell of a bastard case of pal. I'll have three.
Three? Okay.
Yeah,
oh!
Okay.
Oh! We did get something, we have something new in the house, you guys. We have a toaster oven.
Oh, good. Finally, you were talking about getting one.
Our manager,
I think next month, me and Jess decided I want to get that Hello Baby cordless phone that you guys were discussing with me.
And we also found something online, too, that we got. You remember the old phones with the mechanical bell ringer?
Oh, God.
Remember those old phones that look like rotary phones, but they have the touch-tone keypad and have the little plastic piece on the front of it?
Wait, who just joined? I'm sorry.
Chris. I just did. Chris.
Hey, Chris, I sent you the info you asked me for on Telegram, buddy.
Yep. I see that.
For the encoder, yeah.
Oh.
But yes, I might actually stream one of his old blah broadcasts for his birthday celebration. So probably what's going to happen is this. I'm going to actually go a little out of my league and stream one that he didn't feature me in by going back to the very first blah broadcast from 2005.
Ooh.
We're gonna go to that, so take everybody back in time a little bit.
That works. 19 years.
It all depends on how I'm feeling, because Aaron, medically I've not been doing good, so if I don't do that, I'll play
Lego Brandon.
Hi, home phone.
Indeed.
I love that thing.
Wait, is it a carbon phone?
Yes, it is.
Where did you get it from?
Amazon.
You can still get those.
Can you send me a link to one? Because I'm going to get one for my Vonage phone.
Yeah.
Amazon stuff.
It's funny. I saw Jazzy on her
who
server.
Who connected?
Jasmine Raya, the one that's on Gab Dylan sometimes.
Chin Train.
Oh. Yes.
Chin Train.
I saw a whole crowd. I was like, I should get up there.
Oh, Chris, am I authorized to create Jess's account up here? Because it didn't appear that Doug forgot to give you that info. And so
I don't care. Go for it.
But I wanted to make sure that I...
No, I know.
Information before I just created an account, you know, because it is your server.
No, yeah, thanks for asking, but go for it.
That's something people don't... Well, no, you didn't. Doug forgot to tell him.
Doug, you fail. Smack.
And I already know your credentials, so I didn't have to ask you.
I will not. Doug, you need me.
I thought she was up here.
No, she is not.
Oh, she's not.
And we want to go ahead and make her administrator, right, Chris, like we did me? That way that if I'm
you
not
can
here,
if
she
you
can
want.
Handle?
Sure.
All right.
I get it for
A bunch of us shared a moving shuffle in Dropbox.
Okay, hang on. What, Richard?
I said if you're not aware, a bunch of us shared a moving shuffle in shows filled in Dropbox.
Yeah, it just makes things a lot easier.
Much easier.
It was actually my idea. It's funny. That's why you'll see me as an owner.
What about the TV shows being moved to Dropbox?
Movies and TV shows are in one big folder for people to pull out now. Instead of
copying to people's folder.
Well, actually, it was my idea, Brandon.
Yeah, but Chris, I was also one of the ones who had suggested to simplify it so it wouldn't be so cluttered.
Yeah, not just that, but oh my God, how much space it takes everybody's Dropboxes. Hello, Mabes.
Now we're populating up here.
Everybody's coming up here.
ChrisDuffley.com or Chris? Yes. Yeah, ChrisDuffley.com.
Either of them.
UFFLEY.com and default ports.
Either of them. Actually, Christopher Duffley or Chris Duffley. Both of them work because I have because I'm hosting both those domains off of this box. So.
Yeah, you do. I forgot about that.
I hope you know that.
I hope you know that.
So I guess you're Chris.
Oh wait, no, don't even get me going there.
Hey, I noticed that you have a deck that Richard was telling me that you had to re-update Deck Talk because apparently some things were happening with the NVDA add-on that weren't very pretty with the older release.
I don't remember. I know it was for the newer one.
Let me see something.
I know it was for the newer release, maybe, not the older.
Let me...
I have Deck Talk 4.99 on this machine now, the newer one. And that's what Quinn updated.
What's that, Lily? Well, Tyson's not here to tell me this, but I was going to ask what that Lily speech was.
Tyson is here.
Or is he?
Tyson is here.
Tyson, what's that Lily speech thing
me?
You have here?
Oh no, that's...
What's my NVDA you're hearing?
Yep.
Oh, and I did, in case you see it, I did put the APK for the Eloquence for Android up here.
Yes, I did see that.
I have a question. For those who are using Android, how do you access the files list on Telegram for Android? Because I have Telegram on my Switchblade A34, and I don't know how to access the files list.
That's a bit of a pain to do. Honestly, what I do is I download stuff from the PC and then transfer it over.
Hold on.
I need to replace that other thing and put that other thing back because it took out all of my... It took out all of my other Deck Talk releases that I had in here.
I'll be right back.
Tyson. All right.
Yo.
What is that Lily speech?
It is amazing. I use it for dictation now because Dragon is
very spotty.
And
you're supposed to train it, buddy.
I did.
And it's still busted.
But because of my speech patterns, Brandon, that's where it has issues.
Oh, so it has problems with it. It can't.
Oh! It can't do well with, like, CP or...
Wait, who just sounded like they were...
I'm here.
No, seriously.
Welcome back.
There we go.
Download mesh file explorer.
And then what's the node thing? This. Node V18.17. You said that was the one that did the mud thing?
Mud mixer, yep.
So how did you get the voice mod thing without paying for it? You've got a... Somebody put... What?
Hold on, I need to turn things up. I have a ton of things going on in my ear. One sec.
And why I'm downloading voice mod when I have RVC is beyond me. Oh, I know why, because I had said at one point I was going to...
Voice mod's not... that's not the paid version, that's free. The free version.
Ah. Hey, Doug, what phone is that, partner? I hear you're,
That's the SE3 right now. That's SE3.
SE3?
Yep. iPhone SE3.
No, that's using Google?
No, I'm not using Google. That's not my phone. That's Mabe's.
Oh, if that was Ashley that just joined and then sighed like that, usually the last time I hear of a sigh like that come out of her is when something royally pissed her off. And I don't remember when that was. It was long ago. But I heard a sigh like that come out of her, and I'll just say this unilaterally to everybody that's in the room. You hear a sigh like that come out of her, and unless she says I'm okay, you probably better be on your best behavior, or she might kick your ass so hard you could double dance and eat a pizza at the same time while spraying a burrito with a Webo roll.
yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
They not so good for you?
No.
Want to talk to me? Want to talk to me solo about it?
Yeah, later.
Ashley, I'm in the Zoom meeting. If you just want to go in there,
okay.
No, if you'd rather be in there.
Okay.
Chris, were you able to create my mount point? By the way,
partner.
Oh, these.
You really saw?
That's not really surprising, now, is it?
You ass, Richard!
You brought it up.
Well, hey, that's not as bad as the... Oh, by the way, I had to pause the one book that was in my 11 Labs reader, Ashley.
What book?
It was called Sanctuary of Something. I can't remember what the rest of the title was, but it, apparently in the midst of the description, they went into elaborate detail about the main character using her vibrator.
Lovely.
And I was
Wait, who wrote that?
Oh, God!
And this was on what service?
This is in what's called the indie books, you know, like the, I guess, independent, like... Yay, my heart rate actually went down to, like, 64 BPM. So, yeah, whatever happened yesterday was a major scare.
You're ashy and dehydrated.
Yeah, I almost went to the hospital last night, Ashley.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, I know you worry about my health, and not to scare you, but my heart rate was murmuring so bad.
It was pounding outside of the
show. It was pounding to the point where Jess actually was like, okay, I'll be surprised if his heart actually beats regularly overnight. And there were a couple of times where it was not actually keeping a steady rhythm. It would beat at so many variable beats per minute that we couldn't actually keep track of it.
This is why I recommend Apple Watch.
Huh?
This is why I recommend Apple Watch.
Well, actually, the Pixel Watches can do something that the... Oh, I would be curious about that.
Echo.
You should upload that.
Echo, stop.
But Ashley, the thing is, the Pixel Watches can do something that the Apple Watches can't do that I may need, which is ECG capability, where it can do a complete ECG.
Mm-hmm.
Jess had me try out the Apple Watch. I just can't hear it as well when I'm out and about. So, like, I have a hard time hearing, unless I use certain voices, which it tends to not always let me use when I want. And I found it's more responsive with Fred and with Eloquence for some stupid reason. This Series 9 is flat, sluggish. With Alex, it's really sluggish for some reason.
Right.
I wonder why. I wonder if it's just the way they have done it. The way this update is. Might be something they're going to have to look into.
Right.
I will say I got a good recording of me at Walmart with it, though. And it did really good picking up the cart. Mm-hmm. So when we were going down the aisle to go get the food, the cart was so squeaky. You know those carts that when the wheels get stuck or the bearings are kind of not moving right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you hear that little squeak, 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 squeak as it's going? Yeah, my cart was doing that. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, was that the blade? Mabelin, you should send me an audio recording on Telegram with what the mic on it sounds like, because I haven't actually heard the clarity of the blades yet. You should send me something on Telegram. I'll see what it sounds like. Oh! Ashley, do you want a copy of my recording to Insomnia Cookies, by the way?
That is awesome.
Oh, you would love it, especially at one point right after we walk out. There's a guy, two guys were talking, shouting at each other. Let's just say the guy who came past, you could hear him hollering back, "Hey, what are you doing, motherfucker?" And then all of a sudden you could hear the vehicles. I can't simulate it because I have AI noise reduction on, and that completely obliterate my voice. But, okay, so what you do, go through your past conversations, like go to my name. I may have to go find you and message you and move you so you're more at the top. What I did is I pinned certain people to my contacts and to the top of my list. And I by the way, I hope you know, Ashley, you obviously mean enough to me and Jess, and to me especially, that you, my dear sister, were pinned to the extreme top of my Telegram list. So it doesn't matter how long ago it's been since you messaged me. You're at the top of my list. Yeah, you can only pin four people and you can see your sister's on Telegram, mister.
Hey, Chris, what's the volume on your bot?
I don't know how to check that. I don't know how to check that and change the default.
Okay, then...
I would say around 50-45 is more than doable for a loud enough video.
Okay, let's see.
For the bot, yes. The Linux bot. One is...
You all ought to hear my voice tone in 11 labs. It is so identical to me, it's not even funny.
Bye! Connection, probably.
Probably.
Oh, like, eh? It's just weird. Normally she never does that. It's probably connection. I've seen that happen.
Hey, by the way, a pro tip, Mabelin, is the gestures are as far as navigating left, right, and doing that and double tap is pretty much the same. But you can also use Explore by Touch. Don't forget that if you use Explore by Touch, you'll be able to figure out where an item is on the screen and get to it quicker. That's how I get around so quick. I've always had people ask me, how do you get around on your Samsung so quick? That's how. You know, I might do it with that 13 because I don't use it all that
much.
What is the...
Thank
you for that kiosk.
What?
What is Jaws Screenshade?
Jaws Space and F11 or Patreon or something. Whatever it is.
Yeah, it's Jaws Space and then
F11.
Yeah.
Now?
Screenshade.
Yeah, screenshade. Yeah, Screenshade. Sold this.
Sold this.
Kidding.
Okay.
I'm going to stop that and try to pull.
Oh,
the volume is high enough.
Testing with Android.
Did you say the account was created, Chris, by the way, for the encoder?
Yeah, I'm just making sure the XML is set properly with the user and stuff, just so I don't break things here. I'm making your own server. So you can do your own stuff, and I mean, it's literally your own server. I'm not... Yeah, 7568 is our WWACG main thing, but I...
Are you doing this with Azura?
No. I'm cloning. Not. I'm cloning IceCast every time on. From GitHub.
Oh, you're doing the smart thing that I was trying to tell someone else to do a while back, and that's you're cloning the thing.
Yep.
So it.
Yep.
Yep.
I like IceCast KA better than the regular anyway. It's not worth
No offense to Kevin Roberts, but I have told him this numerous times that if he would do better to clone servers instead
this
of trying
is a
to.
Test. This is a
remake
testing.
And remake and remake, but he just does not listen to that advice at all.
Well, I think he's trying to make things easy. At the same time, I agree, but at the same time, I disagree, because, like, as far as his process goes.
Well, what he did, he upgraded AzuraCast, and then now, on the other server that I normally stream on, that the mount point isn't even
working.
We went through all the tests and everything,
that's
and it
strange.
Shows it's there.
Strange.
But if I connect to it, it doesn't work.
Oh, well, the fire... Okay, it's the... Firewall. I think it's the firewall he's used. It's either USW or CSF. Well, he's not using CSF anymore, but he was using CSF before, which actually, honestly,
okay,
is very
test,
convoluted. I don't like
test,
it. I've been hearing it all the time. I've been hearing you all the time.
See, I don't like the idea. If you're going to run an IceCast server, I don't necessarily know if I like the idea of running a firewall on a server that's running IceCast, because two reasons it being is if the user is not there to enable the mount point or to enable that IP address, then what may happen is it might break things in very, very horrific ways, and that might be
that
why
is true. Well, Ionos, unfortunately, though, it is ridiculous. You have to use their stupid... It's horrible. You have to log into their cloud firewall. Richard knows this. You
yeah,
have
I,
to
saw
log
that.
In...
I saw that, Mabel, but I can't have 5 firewalls at once. I'm only one person.
Yeah. No, I know.
I
yeah, but you...
Yeah, but you...
Yeah, but with Ionos, yeah, you have to use their stupid cloud... Freaking! You have to log in their website. Go into the freaking. So I gotta do that in a second. So
I
can avoid your damn.
We're
not even using a host firewall on here. Like we're not. I mean, you know, UFW status, it's inactive. So it's like just ridiculous. I it's kind of ridiculous. I see why they do it. For the same time, I don't.
Same time, I don't.
Ugh. It's kind of ridiculous. But one of these days I should make a script that will let you say specify the user and then I'll have it do all the work for you. and then just open the XML.
Just open the XML.
And do a nano, and then have you configure it, and then auto start the service.
This is a test.
Because Doug is known for doing, what you call, Python programs for repetitive tasks, and I'm inspired to try to make one for that.
Yeah, he does real good with that.
Yes, he does. And I use his TTScript
of your audio. If that were those two messages from the blade, and I want you to audibleize, please, because I can't really read a whole lot of messages while I'm looking at these other things. Did you do all that for the blade? Because if that was from the blade, that's actually not bad at all. The mic on that was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
Thanks.
This mic is not an intro. This mic I'm using.
No, it's that old it's that grandpa wireless headset. I'm kidding with you. I don't know what wireless headset that is actually off the top of my head.
That's
but
not a wireless headset. It's a large not a wireless headset. It's a large H540.
Oh yeah, that's the H540. Remember the old one you used to have that we had to keep on? We kept on fighting because it kept dropping your volume just randomly, and it would.
That was not a lot.
See, Ashley has it made because she's got that Arctis headset with that double
okay,
volume control.
Okay, server
so she can
is
just,
started.
Like,
yay, I'm glad.
Wildly adjust
now
volumes
I just need
that
to
she
fix
wants.
Freaking stupid.
Yeah, let's see if this volume is too high.
Did you buy that headset, Ashley, the Arctis headset
no,
that
not.
You have?
Do what?
Do what?
How long ago did you buy that, that Arctis headset that you've had that you remember? You had it during NVDAcon, I remember.
Yeah,
2020.
Yeah, 2020.
I bought it after the 2020, around the time of the 2020 NVDAcon.
That thing was a disaster. Somebody told me they haven't even done one since the 21 edition. I don't know how true
we
that
don't,
is.
We didn't even do 21, I don't think. I was almost part of that.
We canceled it because Eric was tired of the drama. And Nimer was too.
Nimer was too.
Nope.
Nope. All,
I know Nimer. Nimer's a little bit of a people don't always like him too much, but when it comes to
I
drama,
see why though.
Stuff, not
I mean, he's a
that.
Serious dude. I can get very serious at times, but
Arctis. I need to upgrade So. That is a project.
You know why it doesn't work? I'll tell you exactly why it doesn't work. You see, when Aaron lets those big old farts out and it kind of causes like mass corruption everywhere, it just makes mic switches short out.
Hence
so
the Clifford reference.
Clifford!
Exactly! Richard was the one that said, hence the Clifford reference.
Yes.
Clifford!
Hence the Clifford reference.
Hence the Clifford reference.
Which I'm so tempted to play the theme song for.
Tempted to play the theme song
actually,
for.
Actually, I should.
I have a headache.
Why do you have a headache, Ashley?
It's the reason I had throat.
In other words, that's a brother and sister conversation for later in which you will be stealing me, perhaps, for some details and things and stuff. And
perhaps.
You perhaps. This will be true. Oh, here it goes. So, Kevin, you know you all could have fixed my mount point problem if you would have actually disabled that firewall rule, partner. That's probably why I can't connect to the deck on to the in the eye server because of that hole.
Hi, my name is Emily Elizabeth, and this is
and
Clifford, delivered. My big red dog.
And
wait,
I'm going to absolutely
hate this. I stream. Who's streaming that?
I was.
I was
for like a second.
I gotta tell you a little something.
Yeah, but see, the problem is that I would I actually do need the firewall because we're blocking Dylan Max from getting in there. That's why I needed the firewall.
Mm-hmm. You're blocking what?
Dylan Max from
Dylan Max turned from a good to a bad person.
Oh,
okay,
wait,
so let me tell you guys who I know who Dylan Max is. Let me give you a little something that you need to kind of realize. You putting up that firewall is not going to stop him entirely. Mm. Not if he figures out way, because if this dude is as wild as... See, he's a young, like, what, 12, 13-year-old who shouldn't even be on these things.
Sure.
And
This is why TeamSpeak is more secure. So is Discord and Tozzy.
Being a minor, as long as
TeamSpeak, I don't know about that. TeamSpeak security, TeamSpeak's accessibility is about as cheesy as the guy who went into the lawn and asked him for a new haircut, but when he walked out, he ended up with a dead barnyard. Yes? Didn't do it, Nez.
Yeah, I understand that about Lush's accessibility. The
like that way?
The security is the better.
Is that better?
I want to turn that up.
Oh, I can't turn up too high or I won't hear them. Yeah, security will... Actually, hang on. Do you feel air now, Nez? Okay, there you go. No, security-wise, the only reason it's more secure is that it doesn't use passwords to authenticate.
It does.
Because you don't need them. Yeah, you can authenticate server passwords, but you don't need to actually do that because admins can, you know, all they have to do is you just give somebody admin based on their user ID. I think it's their computer ID. I don't even think it's their device ID.
It is
their user ID.
Their account ID.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So you can ban their device and their account. So it's a
I'd say the most accessible TeamSpeak client I've seen, believe it or not, you're going to hate this, but it's on the Android phone, because even the iPhone's got some issues with it. But
yeah, it does.
On the Android phone, I can do things with it that scare people half to death, because they're like, you shouldn't even be able to do that on the Android. Oh, yes, I can.
You know, the Linux client, I've
tried it. It doesn't work.
Discord's another safe option. It has some challenges.
Ooh, good now, Discord.
But, yeah.
Except the H capture thing, which they need to, like, do away with.
Yeah.
And, like, do away with quickly.
I hate the H capture crap now that they've done.
Well, because, okay, that accessibility cookie thing works until you're using a phone and you're trying to get into Discord that way.
That's class of two-factor authentication. And
the only way to get past it, unfortunately, is enable two-factor.
See, my two-factor, I thought, was turned off, unless somebody went and turned it on.
I don't know.
It's turned on my account.
You know what's neat about Discord is the way that they do the division of contacts versus servers. That's kind of... Nifty,
oh, you
actually.
Mean where they host the servers and you don't have to worry about self-hosting it yourself? Yeah.
No, but where the servers appear above the
It's not above the contact form.
No, your servers. Oh no, that's right. Because your servers, the first thing is direct messages, and then that's where all your contacts are, and then you go into where the servers are below that. So it divides it up. But what's nice is if there's mentions on a server, the screen reader does notify you of those mentions. So that's a nice little feature in Discord.
And actually, the next one I've like actually Zoom, gotten, I love how they're making it.
You know where I like Zoom the best, though, is Zoom has the option of original flat audio. So when you turn it on, it actually gives you the raw mic as it would be if you were recording from a sound app. Instead of it being all noise reduced and suppressed, Discord, even if you turn off the noise reduction, still has noise reduction on it.
When Zoom records directly, you mean? Yeah.
No, just in general.
Not just recording, but even in the meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Ask Ashley what I sound like on my MacBook when she comes in there on the meeting that I run.
Oh, wow.
It's flat audio. Coming in.
Speaking of meetings, though, Brandon, Ashley introduced me to this Fathom AI note taker thing, which is kind of interesting. Which I like.
Wait, the what now?
It's actually just Fathom, but it's F A T H O M, I think.
F A T H O M, yeah.
F A T H O M.